Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey. Booyah! Just playing with you guys. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Because God knows that's what everyone needs to do. Does God know who is God? What? Who are we? Who am I? Who are you? What is everything? I'm just messing around. Welcome to the Vibration Station. You guys have just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com. And this is the show where we raise your vibration. Now, when I say raise your vibration, that means we offer you, through the power of other people's choices, to empower yourself to become a greater, brighter, and more beautiful person. Having said that, I'd like to welcome none other than the one and only El Joe of the River back.
Hey, good to be back, man.
Onto the Vibration Station. My brother Joe, it is a pleasure, to say the least. As you guys know, reoccurring guest, brother, you can call him whatever you want. We got our man, Justin.
Hey, brother,
how are you? In the studio.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. And then collaborator with El Joe the River. We also got Brother Brian. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing good, man. Great to be here. Thanks.
Dude, it's great to have you guys in the studio. Now, first and foremost, you know, I had the opportunity of having Joe come here on the show.
Yes.
I want to say about 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And he blew me away. He took me to a whole other echelon of understanding what the relationship between the human mind and music can develop into. You're a phenomenal musician. We're going to hear some of your music coming up. And actually, I'd like to congratulate you more than anything else for the release of your new album.
Yes. Thank you, man.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So it's the Contentions EP. It's been out for just about a little over a month now.
That's great.
It came out on November 9th. And yeah, it's a collection of five original songs, that sort of span my musical influence from, you know, Spanish guitar to jazz and hip hop. So right now it's available to stream, Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, type in Contentions EP and it'll pop up.
Perfect. Yeah, what's great is you can just Google search El Joe of the River and he'll just pop right on up. Yeah. You can't miss him. I think just to give the listeners a taste, because it's one thing to hear from the artist, it's another thing to hear the the product of the artist, what the artist creates. So before we do anything else, I think that it would only be proper if we introduced the show with one of your newer songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. So we have Raised and Dashed, right?
Yep, first track off the EP.
First track off the EP. This is Raised and Dashed, El Joe of the River, none other than... Check it out. Joe of the River!
Yes.
Bam! Here on the Vibration Station. That was awesome, man. That was beautiful music.
Thank you, man.
You got me grooving. And for all of you listeners that aren't in the studio with us right now, you should see the color of the studio. It is just swirling with energy. It's beautiful. All the colors of the rainbow spectrum. side to side, left and right, even a spectrum that the eyes can't perceive.
There you go.
An electromagnetic spectrum is being generated. Joe, you're such a phenomenal musician, and Brian, what a powerful, powerful man you are to be in such a collaboration with brother Joe over here. So,
very powerful man.
Before we get into exactly what the inspiration for Raised and Dashed was, because we all want to know, we got to let the listeners know that this Tuesday, December 8th, that's 2 days, this Tuesday, December 8th, at the Mint at 8 p.m., you can actually check out El Joe of the River right here with Justin, Brian. Justin actually plays drums. He's going to be playing drums on the song Soft Sound, which we're going to be hearing in just a moment. Mm-hmm. Brian's going to be there jamming out in collaboration with El Joe of the River. And then, of course, Joe's going to be there singing his heart out.
Yeah.
Just giving all the good vibes he's got to give. So thank you, brother, for doing that. Make sure to check it out, The Mint, 8 p.m., December 8th.
Yep.
What was the inspiration for Raised and Dashed? What brought you to, you know, on the last show we played, we gave him a couple tasters, a couple, you know, they were teasers.
Yeah.
We talked about what that meant, and it was really cool because at the end of the show, there was such meaning. Like, you could just feel the power behind everything that you wrote about had such a powerful meaning behind it. So I wanted to tap into what Raised and Dashed is. Or, excuse me, Raised and Dashed really meant and really means to you.
You know, ideally, you know, when you write a song, somebody can listen to it and have it apply to, you know, whatever's in their life, you know.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
it means whatever it means. But, you know, when I was writing it, the idea was just to sort of write and elaborate on the feeling of longing. For, you know, perhaps a person that's out of reach.
For sure.
And maybe misinterpreting, you know, any given interaction you might have with that person based on your own crazy inner dialogue that you have with that person, you know. And so there's that idea that, you know, that had to mean something if I analyze it thrice, right? If I just keep poring over it and go through every detail, you know, I can see something that sort of... corroborates with my own, you know, inner longing and whatnot.
Definitely.
And so that was kind of what I was going for there, is just this idea of, you know, yearning and longing, and you know, that's sort of the direction I'm moving towards with, like, the new batch of songs that I'm working on at the moment.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of the seed, the beginning of that thought process.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, that's really cool. It's fascinating when you get to speak, you know, with a musician, especially a musician that is of your quality, right? To really dig in the mind of what the intention behind creating the song or the album or the EP or whatever it might be, what the whole intention behind it revolves around. So just like you said in our previous show, Joe, was you said, you know, people can listen to my music and take it however they want. Right. You said it doesn't matter to me if they don't necessarily perceive it in the way that I wrote it to be perceived, right? Yeah. Because you said that you left it open for the listener to make it their own. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it's like music is a vehicle to heal, right?
Right,
heal.
Exactly. Like, let it be your medicine. Like, whatever
man.
It does to you,
beautifully said.
However it fixes, you know, your current situation, let it do that. And you know, at that point, it doesn't really matter, you know, what my initial, you know, inspiration or impetus for the song was, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. No, that's really cool. Especially that you could just, like, tune in to that part of you, that higher part of you, you know. Something here we always talk about on the Vibration Station is, you know, we're constantly being bombarded by TV, radio, commercials, billboards, wherever we're going, there's some sort of advertisement in our face. Our phones, we go on an app on our phones and there's an ad before we can, like, you know, we go on YouTube. No matter what we do, we're constantly being bombarded by these ads, by things that are telling us that we're not were not fulfilled without this product, or, you know, so it's cool that as an artist, you can just tune into the higher consciousness of the human spirit, right? Yeah, like, see past the bullshit, see past...
Hopefully.
Well, that's what your music is about, man.
I mean,
that's everything that you represent.
Hopefully,
you know?
I mean, hopefully, you don't get caught up on that 15-second ad where you're like, I definitely need that cell phone.
Right, dude. Right.
You know,
isn't it crazy? And then, like, everybody has it, though.
Yeah, we're all weak to something. We're all susceptible to something.
It's cool, but I feel like that's what you talk about in your music. You know, you talk about being real. You talk about being you, and not necessarily being dependent upon anything else outside of what you can conjure up within your own mind, with what you can create for yourself, and through process of reflection, it really has everything to do with what we represent here on the Vibration Station. So thank you, Brother Joe, for staying true to yourself. I want to introduce a song, Soft Sound. Mm. Now, I'd like to give my brother Justin some credits for being Soft Sound, playing drums. Brian, I just want to establish for the listeners and for everyone. So you're in collaboration with, obviously, El Joe of the River. We have Joe on vocals, and you play, like, you do some drums, some guitar. Is Justin just drum man, or do we have drums, guitar, like some cool pianist percussion? Like,
I didn't play any drums, but I played guitar.
Awesome.
Piano, synths.
Sick.
And I'm just constantly collaborating with him ever since we were kids.
I love that.
Sort of just being there, you know, when he needs some kind of creative consulting, or
exactly.
I love that.
Brian's like the musical equivalent of like a proofreader, you know. Like, Brian's like the guy that, like,
supervisor.
Yeah, exactly. Like I take my short story to him, and he's like, oh no, these commas are in the wrong place, you know. Like, that's what Brian's
awesome.
I'm a confidant.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really cool. Yeah. We actually have a caller here on the show. If you guys want to take this,
sure. What's up, Colin?
Yeah, you just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. You're live on the air. We got El Joe of the River and friends. Who are we speaking with? Do you know you're on the air? This happens a lot. I took him a little late. If you want to call back, you can do so. I think I pressed accept right as they were hanging up. So if you want to call back, you
call
can do
back.
So. 323-203-0815. We do want to talk to you, just as Joe said. If you want to do so, once again, that number is 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the Vibration Station if you don't want to call in. Dave'sVibrationStation@gmail.com. Not Dave's Good Vibration Station. It's Dave's Vibration Station@gmail.com. Dave's Vibration Station@gmail.com. 323-203-0815. What we were about to just get into is Soft Sound. We were also just hearing how Brian is essentially the musical, the metaphorically, he's Joe's like musical proofreader, right? Yeah. Like you write an essay and someone you write a book and you like need someone to like proofread it, and it, just like Joe said, oh, that comma goes there. That's awesome. That's what Brian does here for El Joe the River. We got to check out Soft Sound. We got to give drum percussion credits to, as I said, our brother Justin.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to play on this.
Yeah.
It was a fun night in the studio, too. We had been there for like a good 12 hours that day.
Wow.
And like Justin came in towards about the middle or end of it, just kind of hanging out.
That's awesome.
And yeah, we had just finished up 38th Parallel.
Okay.
Right before that, which we'll play in a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, right after going from finishing up 38th Parallel, you know, slight break for rice pilaf and chicken and tortillas, and then bam, right into playing, live and spontaneously on the spot, the rhythm section for Soft Sound.
Wow.
And that's the the spontaneity that you'll hear in a little bit.
That's awesome. I love that. Can't wait. So 38th Parallel came first, and then Soft Sound.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that's interesting because we're actually doing a little switcheroo on you guys.
Yeah.
You're going to be hearing Soft Sound first. Were they written in the same day? Or was it like...
Oh, no, no. Those are definitely months and, you know, light years of inspiration apart.
Right.
You know,
of course, like, terms of what, of course, like written, but were they recorded in the same day?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah, yeah, of so course,
it was
yeah.
It was a marathon session in the studio that was
just a 12-hour just blast, just balls to the wall.
Yes.
Guitar exactly. strings to the... floor,
yes.
Drumsticks to the face. Soft Sound by El Joe the River. Check it out, guys.
You all the ammo, watch you buck down out of fire, watch you glisten in the sun, like it's supposed to. Mutilated muscle, dangle in the breeze. Jesus died for me and mine, but still this poverty of time. Don't get me right, if God's on my left, I'm sticking to my right. Dark soul in the night, I dread you a moment or a spy. Only time will tell, my homie know me well. I trade up 80 beats a week so I could walk about and speak as I desire.
Too good. It's too clean. It's so good. El Joe of the River. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys want to check that out for yourself, you can go to soundcloud.com/El Joe of the River. That's just ELJOE of the River.
Yep.
It's awesome. Sorry, bro.
Back on.
I unmiked you for a moment. So I just learned something really cool about that song. Justin, so obviously we knew that you played drums on that song, but something specifically about that drum kit. I guess there's a story behind that. But before we get into that, just to give the listeners a story behind how this EP was created, something just kind of cool. Joe was telling me how they're in the studio for 12 hours straight.
Yeah,
just like. I mean, can you imagine that? Just being in the studio, just playing music nonstop, takes and takes. I mean, making sure it sounds perfect, getting the right instruments, all the people to play, all the right instruments and all the right times, and then layering all the tracks and for 12 hours. So within that 12 hours, Justin had come in at some point to start his percussion part of Soft Sound. And tell us about the drums.
Well, aside from just the recording process being super organic,
and
you can tell by the recording
it sounds like it pulls you in. Like I love this music. There's it almost sounds like there's a theta tone on the underlying, just those theta frequencies that they'll put in music to subconsciously get your brain to be I want to listen to more. You know, it sounds like it, man. It's I want to keep listening. I want to keep playing the song over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, it came out super warm, super raw, but very polished. And part of it, and I think it adds a lot. The drum kit used was an old Slingerland kit from '60s, vintage. Amazing tone, the kick drum. If you can hear, if you ever get a good sound system and you put the EP on, you'll hear just this
power,
this
kick drum.
It's almost artificial. You wouldn't think it would come from just a natural kit. So, yeah, I love the sound that, you know, I'm happy to just be a part of it, let alone just listen to it.
Yeah, it's totally.
Super, super rich.
Totally. That's cool. How did you guys come upon such a vintage piece of instrument?
That was actually Andrew Monheim, the engineer behind the project.
Great.
I don't know how he got a hold of it, but that drum kit was actually owned personally by the drummer of War.
That's awesome.
And he had that drum kit just put away in storage for years.
No
and
way.
So by the time we got to it, we were probably the second or third people to ever record on it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it was just good to go. Yeah.
It was great. It was just tuned perfectly. Mm-hmm. You just warm this whole tone that came out of. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Beautiful. So it's almost it brings this element of this this vintage energy to the table. You know, you could definitely feel. I truly believe, and you know, obviously here being on the Vibration Station, we're going to talk about the nature of vibration and us being vibrational beings and everything kind of working under these laws of magnetics and vibration. So it's if you use an instrument that has been played that has energy from a past artist that has created some really powerful art, there's you definitely bring that energy back. You know what I'm saying? You never rid of that energy. You know what I mean? That's why a signed guitar by Angus Young or something is when you pick it up, you're just dude, this is signed. He played on this, or whoever you're, whatever, whoever you think is a badass musician and whatever instrument they signed. It's a feeling, you know, you're oh, I know they played on this. You pick it up and you feel it, you know? So I feel that energy almost gets transcended into the music when you get the opportunity to play something like that.
Yeah.
Brian. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. What was that, Justin?
No. It was just a great experience.
Yeah. Cool. No, I could totally imagine.
As a performer to be able to kind of utilize that.
Yeah, definitely.
And the sound.
Like I said, you can definitely hear it in the music. Brian, I wanted to ask you, being a musician and being almost somewhat of a, I would categorize you as a master, right? You're very good at what you're very good flattering. At your task, very good at your art. I just get that vibe from you and from what I've heard. And, I want to say like a musical savant almost, like something of the sorts. But
it's dear of you to say, but it's not true.
you're so kind and humble to say the least.
Thanks.
What is it that you know, obviously working with El Joe the River that you want to promote in this project?
Well, working with Joe is different from working with other artists because he's just, even from when he starts writing the song, he's trying to break traditions and conventions and stuff and trying to make something new.
Right.
So that's always really appealing to me, and I think anybody who's sort of a music nerd or anybody who's just searching for a breath of fresh air is going to find it in his music. And
totally.
That's the reason I'm involved with it, because I mean, he's a dear friend too, but it's more than that, you know?
Absolutely. Honestly, Brian, that's really genuine and beautiful, and I love how organic that is. I mean, it's not about necessarily like, oh, you know, I'm trying to, and not to say that there's anything, not to say anything against this, because, you know, any musician wants their music to be heard, but I love how organically humble that intention is. You know, it's usually like, oh, you know, we're working together, we're getting out there, yeah, we've been heard by this many people, you know, we want to get a, it's mm-hmm. just like, dude, I love what he stands for, I love who he is. Not only you know, do I love playing music with him, but he's a dear friend. Brian, I think you're an extremely quality individual, and I'm grateful to have you here on the show.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, totally, man. Just to let everybody not forget, as a reminder, this Tuesday, December 8th, at the Mint in Los Angeles at 8 p.m. Tickets are $8. You got to go there. El Joe the River is going to be playing. Yes. Justin's going to be there. Brian's going to be there. I'm going to be there.
Yes.
Let's party.
Yeah.
So let's fucking party. It's BYOB, though. Bring your own business cards.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
I'm kidding.
So, yeah, $8. If you buy the tickets off the Mint's website and you share the event on Facebook, you get $2 off. So how about that?
No way. Say that again for everyone. And I'm going to turn your mic up. Say that again loud.
The tickets are available on the Mint website. And so if you purchase via their website and you share on Facebook, you get $2 off your tickets. So
go to the fucking Mint website.
Yeah. And on top of that, we're also going to have physical download stickers of the EP, which we've all got in the studio, but, you know, obviously can't see.
Yeah, these are really – let's talk about these for a minute. These are super badass.
Oh, thanks, man.
We got digital download stickers.
Yeah, album size downloads.
And they're album size, which is just like so cool. So it literally, it's actually a sticker.
Mm-hmm.
So I can peel this off.
You could peel it off.
And put it on a freeway sign. Yeah,
exactly.
Whoa.
110 South. Just slap contentions.
Winnetka, right here we come. Yeah. No, but seriously, Joe, that's really badass.
They'll be available for $5, or if you sign up for my mailing list at the show, you'll get one for free.
So you got to sign up for the mailing list at the show. Now I have a question. I hope I'm not breaking band policy here.
Sure.
What can you tell us the email list to sign up on the air, or is that only if you come to the show? Is that incentive?
Yeah, that's kind of the incentive. But if you want to go to my Facebook page, El Joe the River, there's a link there to sign up for the mailing list.
You know what?
If you just can't wait and you need to get on the mailing list,
I was
right going to
say, like, it's if you don't go to the show, screw you. No, just kidding. No, seriously, guys, make sure to check out the show, The Mint, this December 8th, this Tuesday, 8 o'clock. Come on, Tuesday night. What else are you going to do besides, like, come home from work and then just loathe your super boring life? Get out. Come listen to some really good music. It's high vibration. It's happiness, love, light, joy, laughter, abundance in all areas of life. It's super cool, and I'm blown away by this album sticker that I'm just going to just have so much fun with. So, Joe.
Yes.
Is that okay if we just get into, let's see, I want to play, I'm going to play 38th Parallel. I want to play that more towards the end.
Sure.
Can I play Energy? Is that okay? Can I play
absolutely.
Energy?
Absolutely, yeah.
I just love this song. There's something really powerful about this song. Dope. So I've been blessed enough that you know, I have heard Joe's. I've been listening to Joe's EP quite religiously lately since it's recently come out, and there's definitely like as I was saying earlier, there's these like underlying tones that just like pull you in. They make you want to listen to the music. And listen, I'm gonna play the song and just listen for that like it's almost like a low, it's all like magnetics. It's like magnetically, the music is just kind of pulling you in. So listen for that in this song, because this was one of the songs that I thought had a really powerful ring to it, and you're just gonna fall in love with El Joe of the River. You can't not. So check this out, Energy, El Joe of the River. Once again, you're here live on Dave's Good Vibration Station, and we're blessed enough to have such an awesome Sunday with such awesome people. El Joe of the River. Energy.
I used to like to hold my hand over your, but when I do that, now it makes you one, and I'll never turn back, but I'm gonna turn this out. You're gonna see me cry. And so I hold my hand over your head, and from your face I feel your slow inside, and everything is still, but out of all the brown it's still a moving eyes. Saying that there's energy, step too good to waste. Saying that there's energy, don't sleep this one away, just stay away. Stay here with me. Just lift your face. Don't fall asleep. 'Cause if you go now, we can talk the day away. Yeah, if you go, I'll have to wait. If you go, I have to wait. Yeah, if you go, I have to wait.
Yo, 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 yo! Booyah! Not enough, real though. I just really, everything that you create, Joe, is top quality music. Okay. So, energy, obviously, you felt the energy in that song. For those of you that are not in tune with your higher selves, you're... You're on the wrong radio station. I'm just kidding. For those of you that like feel, do you know what I'm talking about? Like being like, there's like that sound that you hear that you resonate with, like this higher part of you. You're like, don't go outside. I wish I had your voice, but it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. Thanks. So you just told me this badass story about literally, like, so not only is Joe well known in the Los Angeles area, the California spreading out to Northern and Southern California areas, he's also known in an intergalactic society. As Joe was playing, was it like a pickup show? Like, was it a show? Was it like a show? Was it like a scheduled show? Or like a pickup show? Tell us about it.
Yeah, as it turns out, I have an extraterrestrial following.
You do have an extraterrestrial following, Joe.
No, this was just last month. This was for the EP release party that we had for the Contentions EP.
Beautiful.
Last month. And so we're up in the hills of Mount Washington.
Wow.
We're going through the set. We're practicing a good 2 hours or so before the show. And at some point, I think I hear Brian say it first, but it's just like, what is that? ... You know, and like everybody's really quiet, and we just like look up to the sky, and there's just like this nebulous, like ill-defined light just kind of slowly traveling through the sky. And behind it, there's like this long, like green bluish tail behind it. And then eventually it just like gets like smaller and dimmer and just kind of like explodes in a way. And we're just like, what the fuck was that? And, you know, and at that point, you know, we're thinking, you know, it's either our alien overlords, it's either a nuclear missile.
I have to say, we didn't have any cell phone connections.
So we didn't have any cell phone connections. So we're like, oh, somebody's got to be talking about this on Facebook. And nobody can get Facebook.
So wait, did you have a question? Okay, so this will be the answer of whether it was extraterrestrial or not. Did the cell phone connection drop out when the entity showed up? Or
no, I mean,
was there no cell phone?
It was gone before.
Okay. That would have been total just freaky confirmation.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, the thing's here. Oh, none of us have a cell phone connection.
Right.
It's coming.
But I mean, really, most of all, I was just trying to, while everybody's trying to figure out like literally what it is, I'm just like, is this a good or bad omen? And it turned out to be a great omen. I mean, the show went great. We had it was a great event up in the hills. I mean, we had live glow-in-the-dark face painting by Lorna Alcana Art, and it was great. It was great to see like grown men, you know, in their 40s, 30s, 20s, walking around with face paint, you know, just looking like Iggy Stardust. You know?
That's awesome, dude. That's amazing.
But yeah, and so that was great. We had a lot of mutual friends come out. Axel Mansour,
beautiful.
Rome DeLuce. So we had a lot of great artists that night. So that was just a very interesting way to punctuate beforehand all the events that would go down later that night.
No kidding. Was there any like talk about that after, like, did
and then you know, afterwards that was all the rage on social media.
Word,
you know, everybody had all sorts of
improvised
iPhone video of
right.
And it turned out it so they say
so right
it turned out
dun, dun, dun.
That it was a missile launch from a submarine off the west coast of Southern California.
Apparently.
That's but what like they tell us. I feel like the missile was traveling west. So it's like, how did it get launched from a submarine on the coast and then?
And was it like, it was just like floating? Was it like traveling fast?
It was traveling like at a pretty good pace.
Well, it's like traveling fast. Yeah. That's what the. I'd be like, dude, what the fuck are you doing missile launches over my release party, man?
Yeah, right. So that was interesting.
Contact my mayor about that,
dude. Right.
Jeez. Well, that's cool. I still think you have intergalactic listeners. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Okay.
El Joe of the River is the communication to the extraterrestrial world. Well, they say that we. Within the next, you know, by the year 2050, should be inducted into the Intergalactic Federation of Light. So I think that, Joe, you're probably, I think your music, due to it being of such a high vibration,
is like a
calling. You're just saying like, all right, we're here and we're ready.
Yeah,
okay.
We can write the national anthem.
Enough with my ridiculousness. Joe. Mm-hmm. You've been a musician we've talked about this. It's been like, you've been like 20, like you've been a musician for a very, very long time. Ever since you were like a kid.
Yeah.
You've been playing music. You've come a really long way for doing what you've done, creating what you've created, and the style of music that you've created, I feel like, is not, you know, everybody everybody's heads today are in like, oh, contemporary, like, you know, hip hop and just all this really low vibe, just like, you know, auto-tune, just like bad. And I'm not hating on auto-tune. You can make it sound cool, but if it's over and over and over again, same thing, it kind of ruins it. But it's kind of like the genre of music that you're in isn't easy to get like out there. You need to really have people listen to your music first and be like, right. Oh shit, this is powerful. People aren't necessarily like, I mean, yes, there's a big following for music, just like that same like acoustic feel, but you know, the masses are they're sheeple. You know what I'm saying? But it's music like yours that turns a sheeple into a person, into an open-minded individual.
Yeah. I think you really have to listen.
Like that's what I'm saying.
What people don't do is like listen to music. A lot of people, it's kind of like noise, or it's pleasant to fill up space. But you know, there's an element to it where you could like really, really hone in on. Like forget about everything else and just focus on the sounds and
exactly,
and that's where like true, I think, music that's art really can shine,
without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, without a doubt.
It just requires a little effort on people.
And what I love is the way that Joe does it is it's not like you don't sell out in any way, shape, or form. Like you are you, you know.
Yeah.
It's time for 38th Parallel. I've been looking forward to this one. Check this out, guys. L. Joe of the River, 38th Parallel here on Dave's Good Vibration Station, LATalkRadio.com. Well, what are they doing here? Gosh, they're just giving me some of this nonsense. Give me one more moment, guys. Come on, SoundCloud. Don't do this right now. Just kidding. Seriously, guys. But check it out. 38th Parallel. L. Joe the River. Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com. Power music.
Rigid inside. I never mourn. I understand you anyway. This is the nature. It's been wild for a while. Bile for a brother, any other blood relation. Vitriol upon my tongue, expel upon a confrontation. Plainly spoke, create. Be you the terror dome, tear attention, pressure pounding, tearing at these untrained veins. Clarity only in hindsight, when my mind's right. Time will make my motives clear. The fear that had drove me to aggression, full catharsis, confession. Remorse upon reflection, these the cycles I'm wont to. I fire like I'm supposed to.
Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com. It is world's most listened to internet talk radio station. And we are very blessed and grateful to have the one and only El Joe of the River here in the studio with us, generating positive energy and spreading high vibrations. I want to thank our brother Brian, collaboration in El Joe of the River, and of course our brother Justin.
When you arrived at this opportunity,
I appreciate each and every single one of you.
Let's create some space.
All the unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. From my heart and our hearts to yours. This is 38th Parallel off the Contentions EP by El Joe of the River. Make sure to come out to the Mint this Tuesday, December 8th at 8 p.m. to check out the one and only El Joe of the River. Tickets are $8, or you can go on Facebook and get a couple dollars off. Thank you guys so much. As I said, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. We'll see you guys next week.
Fill your heart, drain, stay where it's safe. What you see is state restraint. Rigid inside, I never mourn. I understand you anyway. This is the nature. It's been wild for a while. Bile for a brother, and yet the blood relation. Vitriol upon my tongue, expel upon a confrontation. Plainly spoke, create. For you, the terror dome, tear attention, pressure pounding, tearing at these untrained veins. Clarity only in hindsight.